我们有三长的时间要谈论基督徒生活的问题。
We have three sessions to talk about Christian living.
那么既然我们叫做基督徒生活，我不希望多谈理论，我们希望多谈实际。
Since we are talking about Christian living, I don't intend to talk about theory, I want to talk about the practical aspect.
但是当我们讲到实际的时候，我们又不能没有理论来作为基础。
And yet when we are talking about the practical aspect, we also have theory as a foundation.
今天我们常常活在两种的极端里面，有一种人专门讲理论，完全没有实际的配合。
Today we seem to be living in two extremes. Some people only talk about theory with no practical living at all.
对，今天有许多人专门讲一些实际的问题，但是在根基上是非常摇摆的。
There are other people who only talk about the practical side of it, the problems, they don't talk about the foundation at all.
所以我们盼望我们今天下午能够花一点点的时间，一方面检讨，一方面重新骨架我们整个基督徒信仰的体系。
Therefore, this afternoon we'd like to spend some time to talk about this.And also we want to re-examine, re-evaluate the whole situation.
今天上午我曾经在早上的讲道里面提到，今天在教会里面有一个很严重的问题，就是基督徒生活的分割，那个 dichotomy.
This morning I talked about that there is a very serious problem, and that is the dichotomy of the Christian living.
今天有许多人把基督徒的生活看成 either or, 而不是说 both and, 两方面都顾到了。
Many people just pay attention to one or the other and not both.
那么我常常说在圣经里面有一个在耶稣那个时代就有了一个异端，一直到今天还阴魂不散地影响今天的教会，今天的基督徒。
I often say that there's a heresy that existed at the time of Jesus and it still exists.
我们知道马可福音第七章主耶稣曾经跟当年的这些宗教领袖在那里争论一个传统的问题。
Jesus was arguing with some Christian leaders about a traditional problem.
那么他们认为这个传统呢，慢慢慢慢变成了真理。
They feel the tradition gradually becomes true.
我不要弟兄姊妹误会我的意思，我不是说凡是传统都是错的。
I don't want you to think that all traditions are wrong.
我们都曾经年轻过。
We were young ones.
那么当我们刚刚开始懂事，进入一些价值判断的时候，我们常常第一个反抗的是盲目的反抗传统。
When we start having our own valuation system, then we resist traditions.
我们以反抗传统为时髦。
We think that it's fashionable to resist tradition.
今天在教会里面也是有这一般的年轻的弟兄姊妹的想法和看法。
Today there are young people like that in church also.
那不只是有这种想法和看法，也成为他的做法。
Not only does he think that way, they also act that way.
所以当他这样想的时候，他认为我这样做才是走在时代的尖端上，所以呢，以反抗传统为时髦。
Therefore, in order to be fashionable, they want to resist tradition.
我们要小心，我们不应该有这样的态度，但是也不能因为这样，我们就说所有的传统等于真理。
We have to be careful that we cannot be this way, and on the other hand, we cannot say that all traditions are the truth.
所以当年主耶稣跟这些法利赛人在讨论到这个传统的问题，就说非常认真的跟这些法利赛人在那里引经据典的谈。
Jesus Christ in Mark 7 was talking to the Pharisees about this very problem.
那么讲了半天好像不够实际，后来耶稣干脆讲了一个例子。
It seemed like that.All the talking was a little abstract, so Jesus gave an example.
他说有这样的一些人，他们把一笔钱奉献给神，在圣经里面说叫做割耳板。他说已经奉献给神了，他们说既然我把这笔钱奉献给人，本来这笔钱我要拿来养育我父母的，既然已经奉献了，所以父母亲呢，神就会 take care, 神会负责任。
He talked about some people that gave a sum of money to God, and in the Bible there's a special term called Corban.And since I have done that, so God will take care of my parents.
所以我把贡献给神和要供奉父母这两件事，把它看成水火不相容的两件事情。
So I see that offering to God and helping one's own parents is something that are completely disintegrated.
但事实上这两件事情是不可以分的。
But we know that these two things are really inseparable.
如果耶稣在那里用孝敬父母来做历史，今天有很多很多人误会，认为基督教是不重孝道的，这是错的。
many people today think that Christians should not be good to their parents, and this is really wrong.
因为十诫第五诫就是讲到我们人跟父母的关系。
In the Ten Commandments and the Fifth Commandment, we know that it talks about the relationship one ought to with their parents.
我们看见保罗教导人际的关系，第一个提到的就是要在主里听从父母。
When Paul taught about the relationship one ought to have with other people, the first one was about that with parents.
你如果现在你自己沾沾自喜，你认为我已经够属灵了，而你对父母没有一个新的一个属灵的态度，我对你的属灵有一个很大的问号。
If you feel that you're very spiritual and yet you do not have a new concept towards your parents, then I have a question mark for your relationship with God.
我知道下面一句话不太容易翻译，有人说属灵属灵属灵到最后变成属灵。
Many people say that spiritual, spiritual, and spiritual finally equals to zero. The sound is the same in Chinese.
所以我觉得我们应该在主的面前应该注意我们到底是怎么样的一种属灵。
So we have to really examine ourselves how we do are really spiritual.
过去14年我感谢主让我在台湾学生工作当中有14年服侍主的一点学习，我发现在台湾的基督徒当中有许许多多不健康的属灵。
In the past 14 years, I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to serve in the campuses, and I found that in Taiwan there are many unhealthy signs among the Christians.
很多不正确的属灵观。
Many are really incorrect.
你说你讲得很空洞，能不能举一个例子？
You say, well, you're being very abstract. Will you give me an example?
让我这么说，今天许许多多所谓爱主的基督徒一点不懂礼貌。
There are many Christians who love the Lord and yet they do not know etiquette, courtesy, and manners.
尤其是年轻人。
Especially the young people.
如果他觉得他很爱主。
They feel that they really love the Lord.
但是一点不懂得人际之间应该有礼貌的关系。
They do not know about courtesy among people, between people.
如果他们不懂，那我们说还有救，我们教教他，他就有礼貌又属灵，感谢主。
They do not understand this principle. We say, well, that they are still not a hopeless case.
但是今天在台湾，我发现有一些弟兄姊妹以不近人情为表示自己属灵。
But we know that in Taiwan, there are some people that they feel that as unreasonable as possible, then that is getting closer and closer to spirituality.
他越觉得人家不欢迎他，哎呀，他在神面前说：“神啊，感谢你，因为你喜欢我。
” And when the other people don't like the way that they act, then they thank God and say, God likes me.
我不是说神的喜欢和人的喜欢永远是不冲突的，我不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that what God likes and what man likes never contradict.
但我的意思也是说神的喜欢和人的喜欢不一定永远冲突的，你懂我的意思吗？
God's interest and man's interest not necessarily conflict one another.
保罗说过，我是神的仆人，我不是讨人的喜欢，我是讨神的喜欢，这是神的话，没有错。
Paul says, I'm God's servant, I try to please God and not man, and that's quite correct.
但是这句话的 application 应用不是说人不喜欢我，神一定喜欢我。
But the application of what Paul said doesn't mean that as long as you get everybody to hate you, then God necessarily loves you.
所以他为了使自己更属灵，他就越讨人厌，他就更属灵。
And in order to be more spiritual, then you try to get everybody on the block to hate you.
所以各位会发现，今天这个题目实在是一个非常重要而实际的题目。
So you see what we are talking about today is really a very important and also a practical problem.
我最近研究约翰一书，我发现里面有两个非常重要的真理在里面。
I've been studying First John recently, and I find the two important truths.
我们都知道约翰一书讲神是爱。
We all know that First John talks about God is love.
我们很少注意约翰所说神是爱另外一方面的教导。
We very rarely notice what John tells us about the other side.
第一讲到神是爱。
Number one, John, God is love.
第二约翰讲到神先爱。
Number two, John talks about God's first love.
神是爱和神先爱不一样。
God is love and God loves first are not the same.
基督徒有爱和基督徒去爱这是两回事情。
Christians have love and Christians actively go about loving are two different things.
我希望下面一句话讲了，我希望大家能够了解我的意思，因为每一次我表达这句话，我发现下面有很多不懂我的意思，所以我希望慢一点讲。今天基督徒应该是有爱的一些人。
Today the Christians they ought to have enough love for other people.
Yeah, 他应该有这个爱在。 但是如果他有爱而不去爱人，让我讲完哈，如果他有爱而不去爱人，那个有爱的事实就成为他的控告。
Today Christians often have the love, the capability to love other people, and yet if he does not do so, if he does not love other people, then that love that is in him persecutes him inside him.
换句话说，你有爱而不能去爱我，宁愿你没有那个爱。
In other words, if you have the love and do not love me, then I would rather that you do not have that love at all.
所以有爱和先爱是两件很重要的关于爱的真理。
Therefore, to have love and to love first are two very important things.
我们知道 Fromm 写过一本书叫《爱的艺术》。
We know that Fromm wrote about the art of love.
那么他在里面说，现在的人越来越觉得被爱比爱人更重要。
That it feels that nowadays it's more important to be loved than to love.
但是我们的神他是爱，但是他也先爱。
But our God not only is love, but he loved first.
今天全世界华人的教会发明许许多多很精彩、很属灵的一些术语。
Today among the Chinese churches, we have invented many of these words that we use a lot.
我们很喜欢讲这个人是个倒空的器。
We often like to say that this man is an instrument that has been poured out completely, empty himself.
也许我圣经读得不够熟，那么在我所有的印象里面，倒空这个词是很属灵，但是不知道出自何处。
Maybe I haven't read the Bible thoroughly enough, even though it sounds so good, but I haven't found this term in the Bible.
人的破碎就是灵的出来。
When we talk about the broken of a man,And that is the coming out, the involvement of the Spirit.
我发现很多人读了这本书，它的现象是灵的破碎，人的出来。我不是开玩笑，我是真的这么。
And many times it seems like people who have read this book, they seem to have taken it the other way around.
你有没有看见有一些人读了这些书以后，他更加的自高，更加的自大，他觉得他比别人更属灵，更高一层。
Have you ever noticed that people who have read this book sometimes feel that now they are more spiritual, they are higher than everybody else?
弟兄姊妹，你们有看过一本书叫《人的破碎拎得出来》
？Dear brethren, have you ever read that book?
哎呀，当我看的时候，我觉得很得帮助啊。
So when I was reading the book, I thought I was really being helped.
哎呀，当我读完以后，真是感觉到人被破碎了，圣灵就从我里面出来了。
After I read the book, I felt that I was completely broken, and the Holy Spirit just came out of me.
我从来没有看过圣经里面告诉我们说神的灵是被绑在我里面。
I never read in the Bible that the Holy Spirit is tied down somewhere in me.
我发现今天我们发明了许许多多的这些术语，但是我们很缺少一些很实际日常生活所谓 day by day 这一类的信息，来帮助基督徒过一个日常生活的基督徒。
Even though we have created so many buzzwords, so to speak, and yet we have some very lacking of the messages that really help us to live a Christian life day by day.
王明道先生在大陆，在中国大陆曾经写了不少关于基督徒生活这一方面的一些著作。
Brother Wang Mingdao, when he was in mainland China, he wrote many about these kind of Christian living type of books.
他教了许许多多弟兄姊妹要怎么样过年过节送礼礼貌，这个见人应该如何称呼等等等等，这样很基本的一些教导。
He wrote many fundamental type of things, what you should give as gifts during festivals and when you see people, how you ought to greet them.
最近我们很少看见这样神的仆人来教导一些弟兄姊妹这种基本的生活艺术。
Nowadays, we rarely find any books like that that teaches about the art of Christian living.
我预备把这三堂呢，用两个大点跟大家分享。
I want to divide the three sessions into two main points to share with you.
第一个，我希望跟大家谈一些基本的观念，基督徒生活的一些基本的观念。
First of all, I'd like to talk about some of the basic concepts in Christian living.
那么第二，要提到一些实际的应用。
And then I'd like to talk about the practical application.
我们到什么时间就谈到哪里为止，那么可能待会我们休息一下然后再继续，那么我希望有更多的时间让弟兄姊妹有 feedback， 有一些你们的意见反应。
And we'll take breaks as we go along and I'd also like to get your feedback.
第一个我们提到基督徒生活的一些基本的观念。
First of all, we talk about the basic concepts of Christian living.
第一个我们要知道基督徒生活的依归是圣经。
First of all, we have to know that we cannot depart from the Bible.
这句话我们大家都知道都懂都会说。
We all understand that.
但是我们发现今天在基督教里面有许多生活的体系是在圣经另外加上一些文化的色彩加上一些传统的思想。
But we have found that some things that we talk about today based on the Bible with addition to it on, based on the cultural and background.
我们就发现今天我们来到美国你就会发现今天有很多美国的教会跟我们过去香港台湾的教会好像有些地方不太一样。
We find the American churches are very different from that in Taiwan and Hong Kong.
你如果仔细去推敲和思想你会发现这些不一样不是圣经的启示是一些文化的色彩。
And if you were to figure out the discrepancies, you'll find out it's not due to the revelation, but rather the colorful, background differences.
更糟糕的就是把这些文化的色彩慢慢慢慢把它真理化把它变成我们的信仰来遵循。
And more than that, it's that we have, finalized those things that we have come about through cultural backgrounds and made them true.
我们都知道圣经是讲原则的一本书。
The Bible talks about principles.
如果圣经要讲细则的话我相信这样一本厚的圣经一定是不够。
If the Bible is going to, were to go into the details, this size is definitely not enough.
有人在找到底圣经里面有没有关于讲看电影的问题。
And people look around and say that the Bible talks about seeing movies.
找到了。
Sure, they found it.
你们看马可福音十七章第一节讲基督徒不可以看电影。
Mark chapter 17 verse 1 it talks about Christians should not study the Bible, should not go to movies.
你们还没有翻圣经怎么就笑了马可福音十七章第一节清清楚楚说基督徒不可以看电影看电影要下地狱。
How come some of you are laughing? It says very clearly that Mark chapter 17 verse 1 Christians cannot go to movies.
马可福音只有十六章
Chapters in Mark.
马可福音没有十七章。
There isn't a 17th chapter.
虽然圣经里面没有许多篇幅讲到看电影、抽烟、喝酒、跳舞等等的问题。
Even though there isn't any place in the Bible to talk about going to movies, smoking, dancing, this type of thing.
但是圣经里面有原则。
But there are principles in the Bible.
我们要从圣经里面的原则归纳出来作为我们基督徒生活的准则。
And based on the principles in the Bible, we should be able to deduce the way that we ought to live our lives.
在台湾有个传道人把哥林多前书几节的圣经把它归纳出一个基督徒行事为人的原则我觉得非常好提出来给你们做参考。
In Taiwan, there's a preacher that has used Corinthians and to based on that to come up with a few standards of living for Christians.
可能有些人听过他寇世远弟兄。
Maybe some of you have heard of him, Brother 寇世远。
他是我属灵启蒙的师父。
And he is my spiritual teacher.
我刚刚蒙恩的时候有两年的时间跟着他学读圣经。
When I first were called, I followed him for 2 years to study the Bible.
在哥林多前书里面他把它归纳成四点行事为人的原则。
In 1 Corinthians, he deduced four points.
在哥林多前书第六章很熟悉的一些圣经这样告诉我们。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
在十二节。
Verse 12.
他就是说凡事我都可行但不都有益处凡事我都可行但无论哪一件我总不受他的辖制
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12 All things are lawful unto me but all things are not expedient all things are lawful for me but I will not be brought under the power of any
这里面起码我们看见两个原则第一当你是个基督徒要去做一件事情的时候你要想想看对我自己这件事情是不是有益处因为圣经上说这个凡事都可行但不都有益处你要先问这件事情对我是构成益处还是害处
Here we talk about two principles Number one Everything that I do I ought to ask myself whether I am going to be benefit from it Like here it says But all things are not expedient. You have to check yourself on that first.
在这里很清楚，基督徒可以不抽，可以不可以抽烟，已经给我们个答案。
So whether Christians ought to or not to smoke, we can find the answer right here.
那么第二个原则，他这里说对事情我们要有自由。
And the second principle that is given over here is that I will not be brought under the power of any.
我做这件事情是我控制他，不是他来控制我。
As I do this one thing, is that thing controlling me or am I controlling this activity?
所以从这里我们就看见，不只是看电影、抽烟、喝酒的问题，有的时候打篮球、打排球、打任何的一个运动，当你做这件事情过分的时候，由他来管你，而不是你来控制他的时候，你已经违背了圣经的原则。
So here we see that, you know, as far as smoking, dancing, drinking, this type of thing, not only these, but even engaging in any kind of sport, as long as you do it to a point that this activity begins to control you, then you are in this confine here.
所以感谢主，我们单单这两点已经帮助我们很大了。
Thank the Lord, even these two points have helped us a lot.
但是哥林多前书十章二十三节继续告诉我们说
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 23 continues to talk to us.
那第一句话还是一样，凡事都可行，但不都有益处。但是下面说，凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Here again, the same thing to begin with. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
对自己你要有益处。
You have to check whether it is good for you.
对事情你要有自由。
As far as to this particular activity, you ought to seek freedom or control over it.
第三，对人你要有造就。
And thirdly, toward other people, you have to find out whether it edifies or not.
所以保罗说，如果做一件事情使别人跌倒，我就不做。
Therefore, Paul says, if I were to do something cause other people to fumble, to fall, I will not do so.
他没有讲哪一件事情。
He did not specify what.
因为每一个人的情况不一样。
Because everyone is different.
每一个时代情形不一样。
Every age is different.
当你发现这件事情做出来使人家跌倒，不造就人，你不应该做。
When you find that doing something, it causes other people to fall, it does not help to edify them, you should not do it.
那么十章三十一节还有最后一个原则，他说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行，对神要有荣耀。
Verse 31 continues, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, you all to the glory of God. In other words, toward God, you have to seek to glorify him.
所以你看见在这里讲到对自己，讲到对事情，讲到对别人，讲到对神，你在这几方面找到了原则以后，我想你有很多常常问的问题都有了答案。
Therefore, here we see four principles. First, toward ourselves. Secondly, toward this activity itself. Thirdly, toward other people. Fourthly, toward God. So you can find all the answer or almost all the answer to your question.
所以我们讲基督徒的生活一定要本于圣经，要基于圣经来发挥，来发展你的这个基督徒生活的整个体系。
Therefore, when we talk about Christian living, we have to base that on the Bible.
第二，我们要提到基督徒的生活，我觉得一定要以主耶稣为我们的典范。
When we talk about Christian living, we have to use Jesus Christ as our example.
我们常常说主的主权 the Lordship of Christ.
We many times talk about the Lordship of Christ.
这不是单单指信仰而言，这是指着生活说的。
It is not only referring to belief, but also toward living.
如果各位有机会把四福音从主的角度，就是看主的生活言行来看到，我们把它归纳成两方面。
If you can trace Jesus Christ's life in the four Gospels, we can basically classify into two.
我们中国人说有言教，有身教。
We Chinese talk about that one is to teach by word of mouth, by talking, and the other one is by exemplifying.
这两方面我们都可以在圣经里面看到主耶稣的榜样和见证。
And we can see that Jesus Christ taught verbally and also exemplifying.
主耶稣出来有一个登山宝训，在马太福音五六七三章。
In Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, we see the Beatitudes.
第五章他开始讲到 Beatitude, 讲到八福。
We talk about the Sermon on the Mount and also in chapter 5 we talk about the Beatitudes.
讲完了八福，讲到基督徒的地位以后，从八福以后，在第五章十三节开始，就讲到基督徒的功用。
after the Beatitudes in chapter 5 verse 13, starting from there, talks about the functions of a Christian.
他说你们是世上的光，你们是世上的盐。
He said you are the salt and the light of the world.
我们今天引用这些圣经才能引用错。
Many times we seem to be quoting it wrongly.
我们常常听见有人做祷告，这样想。
Some people pray this way.
主啊，求你让我照着你的话做光做盐。
Lord, I pray that you help me to follow thy words to be the light and the salt.
其实他翻译是照圣经的翻译。我刚才说做光做盐，耶稣从来没有要我们做光做盐。
Well, Jesus Christ never asked us to be salt and light.
实在不太容易翻译，因为我要强调是这样，耶稣说你们是世上的光。不是说你们要做世上的光，你们懂我的意思吗 ？OK。
Jesus Christ said that you are the salt and the light of the world, not that you ought to act as the salt and the light of the world。
你看《使徒行传》第一章八节很熟的说：“但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就要得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太、全地、撒玛利亚，直到地去做我的见证。”这是个很好的一节圣经，但是中文圣经把它翻的一个很大的错误，就是说你们要。做我的见证，我觉得这个做字害死今天中国教会。
We know in the in Acts in the about the early churches, Jesus Christ when given the talking to the disciples in the early churches said that you have to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all this, and to the uttermost of the world to be the to preach, and also to, but the problem is to be the salt and the light of the world.
那么。那英文圣经没有问题，如果你去看这个使徒行传一章八节，任何一本英文的翻译都是讲到 to be the witness， 就是成为耶稣的见证，但我们翻译成要做见证，做我的见证。
In English there's no problem because it says to be the witness, but in Chinese version it talks about act as.
你说李牧师你太吹毛求疵。
Maybe some of you will say, well, Reverend Lee, you're too critical.
我不愿意吹毛求疵，但是我愿意让弟兄姊妹看见读圣经越准确越好。
I don't want to be critical, but I want to tell you that it is best to try to study the Bible as carefully, as accurately as possible.
因为圣经上说，不是说要我们做光做盐，是是光是盐，这个有分别。
Because there is a difference. The Bible tells us.That we are the salt and the light of the world, not to act as the light and the salt of the world.
因为你做有两个毛病在。
Because when you try to act, there are two problems.
只有醒着的人会做一样事情，睡着的人就不会做一样事情。
Number one, only those people who are awake can have action.
在你注意的时候，你会做一件事情；在你不注意的时候，你原形就毕露，就不会做一件事情。
Only when you're paying attention, you can act.When you're not paying attention, you cannot act.
所以今天有很多人做见证做得很辛苦。
But today, so many people try to act a witness, a testimony. It is very tiresome.
那么如果你是一个见证，你不管怎么，因为你已经是了，你们懂我的意思吗？
But if you are the witness, then you don't have to try so hard because you are.
我们从非基督徒变成基督徒是因为。因为立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我，所以我们才要靠主，才要信耶稣。
When we become Christians, it is because we can determine to do so, like in Romans. But when it comes the action, we cannot control. That's why we have to repent and to rely on Jesus Christ.
所以那个时候我们还没有信主的写照。
That was a profile of the before image.
但是我们信了主以后，我们的经验是怎么样？心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了，一样。
After we have become a Christian, we say, well, even though I'm willing in my heart, but my flesh has failed me, so it's no difference.
那个问题在哪里？问题就在我们太过分，要努力要去演一个基督徒，做一个基督徒的样子。今天非基督徒看得很清楚这些基督徒的失败。
So what is the basic problem there? The basic problem is we try to act, we try to put on something, and the non-Christians tell that very clearly.
Hypocrite, 假冒为善，这个希腊文原文的意思是 actor, 是演戏的人的意思。
The word hypocrite in the original Greek meaning is actor.
你在台上，原谅我说的很粗的话，在台上一副嘴脸，下来又是一副嘴脸，这是今天很多基督徒的失败。
we talk about that on stage, it seems like he is, you know, he's one type of person, and then off stage, he's a different type of person.
耶稣说你们是世上的盐，我们希望真是求主帮助我们，让我们看重这个世这个字。
Jesus said that you are the light and the salt of the world. Let us pay attention to the word are.
接下去在这句话里面我们就想到神是提醒我们我们的地位是在天的。
God reminds us that our position, our status is heavenly.
但是我们的功用是在地上。
But our function is on earth.
我们今天有的人太过分地强调基督徒的地位。
Some people, they overemphasize the position of a Christian.
我们是天上的国民。
We are the subjects of the heavenly kingdom.
被拣选的族类。
We are...